say God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil ways. So I set out, cross that way, strike them down, to make them pay, and change their ways, their evil ways. But I can't
evil way. Welcome back. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Thursday, January 17th, 2019. Phone lines are open, by the way, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. America and American, dare we say, you've been bought and sold in William Devil Bill Avery Livingston Rockefeller fashion. You've become entirely too trusting a domesticated herd. You've been encouraged, you know, encouraged, air quotes, wink, wink, coerced, to put your faith and trust in those who not only are entirely untrustworthy, but who have malicious and nefarious intentions. Stanley Milgram proved that there is a validity, though the Nuremberg defense is not a legitimate defense, there is a validity to the weight the white coat carries. Psychologically, people want to trust someone. They want to trust the expert. Bad guys have used that against us. This is a modus operandi. This is a rinse and repeat principle that is applied in various stratagem. Sean Parker admitted it. Remember? Yeah, we exploited a vulnerability, a weakness in human psychology, and we did. You know, we knew we were doing it. We knew we were getting people addicted to this stuff, and that they wouldn't. It was more addictive than heroin. They wouldn't be able to pull away from these stupid little screens. But you know what? We did it anyway. Chamath Palihapitiya said essentially the same thing from the other side of the discussion, lamenting, you know, I'm really grieved that I was involved in this. And you guys need to understand that it is, you know, I mean, listen to his talk, the Stanford Business School talk that Chamath Palihapitiya gave. He sounds like he's had a crisis of conscience. The people that, I mean, just think about it. It's all a controlled discussion, same team, you know, the special interests. Again, going back to the Reese Committee in the 50s, organizations with billions of dollars in endowments by the 50s, by the 1950s, billions in endowments. The best representation, as I usually mention, to me, is the best sort of illustration of the imbalance of power and the lopsided nature of what was going on was the fact that the Reese Committee, a reboot, because, you know, committee was supposed to pass into obscurity. It was supposed to be a nothing burger, as Hillary would say. It was supposed to basically you know, be a stroking of the American public, you might say. I mean, that's what I would call it. So there was the Cox Committee first, and then the Reese Committee was a sort of reboot, both named after the chairman, Edward Cox and Carol, Edward Cox and Carol B. Reese. The Cox Committee was basically a sanitizing of this, of the discussion. Nothing to see here. Foundations do what they do. Well, wait a minute. What do foundations do? So the Reese Committee is commissioned as a reboot of the House Select Committee on to investigate tax-exempt foundations and comparable organizations. They're discharged with the duty of investigating potentially thousands of organizations, and they have Anyway, $300,000 or so to investigate, which came down, like I've said before, you know, if what they were really charged to do, you know, it came down to pennies, really, per organization to try to do what they were doing. At the same time, the Ford Foundation wrote a check for $10 million to investigate the committee that had a $300,000 purse to investigate Ford, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Guggenheim, et cetera, et cetera. That really sort of illustrates the imbalance, I think. Ford's being investigated. It's a private corporation. What is it doing? Congress, the American people want to know, want to investigate. Congress gets a pittance to investigate. Meanwhile, the Ford Foundation writes a massive check. Congress has to investigate. The Reese Committee is investigating hundreds, potentially thousands of organizations. Ford is investigating one. That is an overwhelming disparity. That's what these guys do. John D. Rockefeller allegedly saying, I want a nation of obedient workers. So it's a rigged game when you have these interests with billions in endowments already by the 50s. And, you know, those growing by orders of magnitude because of, you know, while the American public is subject now, subsequent to the, you know, de facto 16th Amendment and the invisible tax of inflation through the Federal Reserve Act, the de facto Federal Reserve, the American people suffer the erosion of their wealth. Meanwhile, these tax exempt foundations, you ever do the thought experiment, double a penny for 30 days? What happens? In 30 days, what happens? Double a penny. Start with a penny. Double it. The next day, double that. Double that. Double that. After 30 days, what happens? That's essentially the sort of concept that comes into view with, you know, tax-deferred or tax-exempt growth versus taxable so-called growth, which becomes an oxymoron to some extent. You see, it's a rigged game. That's what these people do. Create and exploit disparities without any crisis of conscience. You know, you watch movies, the depiction, you know, like It's a Wonderful Life, and Mr. Potter is just an awful excuse for a person. You know, Uncle Billy, the absent-minded Uncle Billy, misplaces huge deposit, and Mr. Potter uses that to exploit the family because, you know, these people are flying the ointment of his objectives. That's the operative concept. Exploit, create disparities whenever you can, exploit and pretend that you're a philanthropic humanitarian just trying to help your fellow man. when in reality, nothing could be further from the truth. So these guys exploit things like the Milgram experiment, create think tanks, put shiny little badges, little blue ribbons on the chest of philosopher kings, and then parade those out across the controlled, the captured and controlled legacy media, and tell people what they believe. This is what you believe. This is what you believe. It is a controlled, rigged game from start to finish. There's no denying it. What about that is not true? Do foundations do what they do? Did the Reese Committee prove in the 50s that, yes, Virginia, there was actually a conspiracy and that these foundations were funding efforts to move Americans away from a rugged individualist perspective, the James Otis perspective, dare I say, and toward a collectivist view? We're all just global citizens. Think globally, act locally. All that garbage, that hogwash. Without the individual, there is no collective. So it's a rigged game. Do foundations still do that? Yes, they do. Is the media controlled? Is this a phenomenon that is well documented and recognized? Again, Brzezinski, In Between Two Ages, tells us about it. This is how it's going to work. People are going to watch television, and that's going to be reality. If they didn't see it on the 6 o'clock news, it never happened. That's the way they're going to act. Just watch. So then, again, as I mentioned, Aaron and Melissa Dykes, their video, The Society Realizes It's Being Initiated. Melissa mentions Joyce Nelson's The Perfect Machine, Television and the Bomb. And the quote, as real life experience is increasingly replaced by the mediated experience, quote unquote, of television viewing, it becomes easy for politicians and market researchers of all sorts to rely on a base of mediated mass experience that can be evoked by appropriate triggers. They talk about the experience they had at a Smashing Pumpkins concert in that video. And, you can't help be reminded. I'm sure they thought about it. Aaron's article about William Sargent and, William Sargent, Dark General in the Battle for the Mind. And that was back in 2017 when they were doing research for The Minds of Men. And Aaron pointing out that in William Sargent's book, he talks about how these, what Bertrand Russell talked about, this pomp and parade, does more. Our mistake in the past is that we thought that man was a rational animal, and we tried to persuade him through reason and arguments on a rational basis. But now we know that limelight and brass band can do more than to persuade men than the most elegant train of syllogisms, is the way that Bertrand Russell put it. But, Aaron pointed out that William Sargent was saying, hey, all of these things, whether it's a political parade or a rock concert or a religious, a charismatic religious service, if you will, it all has the same effect on the mind of a voodoo ritual. Well, that's interesting. James chapter 1 and 1:26 and 27, We need to be protecting and defending the widows and the orphans, and not in, you know, CIA Manchurian candidate sort of fashion. Oh, this guy's an orphan. We can make an asset out of him. Not in Jason Bourne sort of fashion. Not that way. So, you know, continuing again, evoked by appropriate triggers, the TV world, quote unquote, it's not a world, it's not real. There's nothing real about it. Real housewives, if they're not real and they're not housewives, there's nothing real about any of it. The TV world becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. The mass mind takes shape. You know, the medium is the message. It's participants acting according to media-derived impulses and believing them to be their own personal volition, arising out of their own desires and needs. You know, it's just shocking. Really? Man, that's quite a parlor trick right there. You know, there was that episode of The Simpsons. What was it, back in 2004? I mean, people talk about The Simpsons and these other, you know, what become later politically provocative cartoons. That episode where Lisa, you know, the reprogramming. I know it's not okay, but I think this is what I believe now. The mass mind takes shape. It's participants acting according to media-derived impulses and believing them to be their own personal volition, arising out of their own desires and needs. And this happens from a very high, very highly concentrated, very, very virulent sort of level, all the way down through Madison Avenue, down to local efforts. People are being indoctrinated to believe that this psychopathic, Machiavellian, dialectical conflict model is, you know, it's sales. It's just sales. This is what we do. No, you're lying, manipulating, and coercing your fellow man, your fellow American. That's not sales. Like, this pseudoscience is not science. To try to go prop up and bolster some crippled, fallacious argument for racism and bigotry is not science. That's not science. Form a hypothesis, go prove it false. If it doesn't prove false, it's a good argument. It's a good hypothesis. It stands against scrutiny. You know? And so, is this not where we're at? Do we not have these organizations that are still, they've been proven to have nefarious intentions? Are they still in existence? You know, in the same sense that I was talking about, this thing that is called sales, it's the dialectical conflict model. And, you know, problem, reaction, solution. But it's really solution, problem, reaction, solution. Right? Because before you go out on a sales call, let's see, how can I manipulate the conversation around to bringing this up, which I think will get them to feel the pain. Then I can harp on that for a second for a reaction and then say, oh, hey, I have a product that'll solve all your problems in William Devil Bill Avery Livingston fashion. You know, I have an elixir for that. Rather than just informing people and helping them decide. When you do that, in my experience, they are freaked out. They don't understand what to do. You're not prodding me to buy now. I'm not getting the arm twisting. You're not trying to do the assumptive close. So all we need, you know, I just need a pen. I just need your signature right here. It should be a logical conclusion. Why insult someone's intelligence? Here's the information. Here are the facts. Here's what's possible. If my product is the best product, then it should stand on its own merits. No? We'll be right back.
Amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You know, it sure is a shame that we have this rich history in America. And much of it is lost, occluded, all but forgotten. And, you know, obviously I always want to go back to John Adams' reminder, his letter to Hezekiah Niles. Coming up on the anniversary of that next month. 201 years then. The American Revolution was not a common event. Indeed. Its effects and consequences have already been awful over a great part of the globe, John Adams wrote in 1818. And when and where are they to cease? But what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? I think most people think so. Not according to John Adams. He was there. Boots on the ground. The revolution was effected before the war commenced. That is a key concept, and he is a key individual to expound on what happened. The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people. A change in their religious sentiments and their duties and obligations. While the king and all in authority under him were believed to govern in justice and mercy, kind of like Americans view technocrats and philosopher kings, there are benevolent dictators, they're philanthropists and humanitarians, they love us, they want what's best for us. So, yeah, but what if that's not the case? While the king and all in authority under him were believed to govern in justice and mercy, according to the laws and constitution derived to them from the God of nature and transmitted to them by their ancestors, you know, the God of nature, I want to encourage America. What about, you know, are we reading, you know, John Adams' correspondence, Thomas Jefferson's correspondence? Are we reading about James Otis? Are we diving into Blackstone's commentaries? The laws of persons and the laws of things. Yeah, but 5 USC 551 says that things are persons. So, you know, they're indistinguishable. There are no persons anymore, not real persons, not flesh and blood, just things, right? Back to controlled opposition, Jeremy Rifkin. Zero marginal cost society, the internet of what? The technocratic internet of things, not people, things. Isn't it interesting how that's the discussion these days? 5G helps things, the internet of things, robots, drones, autonomous vehicles, all those things, but not the people. Well, at least not the common folk. While the king and all in authority under him were believed to govern in justice and mercy, according to the laws and constitution derived them from the God of nature and transmitted to them by their ancestors, they thought themselves bound to pray for the king and queen and all the royal family. Sure, Romans 13, you might say. And all in authority under them as ministers ordained of God for their good. But when they saw those powers renouncing all principles of authority and bent upon the destruction of all the securities of their lives, liberties, and properties. Again, back to the article, David Haggis' article, Federal Reserve confesses sole responsibility for all recessions. Two articles, as I demonstrated in my two earlier articles this week, does inverted yield curve indicate recession? And what is an inverted yield curve and what does it mean? The Fed carries out this act of econocide by getting the yield curve to invert via its forced interest changes. It's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. It is a lever, a switch that is pulled. You know, basically it's the trap door. It's the false bottom. It's the trap door. The lever is pulled and everybody, you know, there you go. When they saw those powers renouncing all the principles of authority and bent upon the destruction of all the securities of their lives, liberties, and properties, they thought it their duty to pray for the Continental Congress and all the 13 states' congresses, and etc. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Bottom of the third hour of today's broadcast. It's Thursday, January 17th, 2019. Are we reading Lysander Spooner in America? So, John Adams writes to Hezekiah Niles, when the American people saw those powers renouncing all the principles, you know, their government, essentially, renouncing all the principles of authority bent upon the destruction of all the securities of their lives, liberties, and properties, they thought it their duty to pray for the Continental Congress and all the 13 states' congresses, etc. This radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution. Then he encourages posterity to gather up the documentation and preserve it. And among that would certainly be found his letters to William Tudor. also in 1818, in which he wrote about this guy, James Otis. Who is James Otis? Whatever. You know, you go to Wikipedia, the Wikipedia entry for founding fathers. Founding fathers of the United States. Interesting. You know, again, this gets back to James Lowen's point. Pretty sure the United States, you know, well, the, you know, the United States, basically, instead of these United States, that distinction would, you know, these folks would find it objectionable, among other things. Anyway, the seven key figures: Alexander Hamilton, blah, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, John Jay, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, George Washington. But what did John Adams say? He's one of the seven named that, you know, historians generally agree it was, you know, these guys are key pivotal figures. What did he say about James Otis? I sincerely believe Mr. Otis to have been the earliest and the principal founder of one of the greatest political revolutions that ever, ever occurred among men. It seems to me of some importance that his name and character should not be forgotten. Huh. Meanwhile, back at the ranch 200 years later, who's ever heard of James Otis? Quickly back to Fukuyama's Our Posthuman Future, and then to the phones here in a second. The second objection to eugenics, bifurcation fallacy, that it was state-sponsored is not likely to carry much weight in the future because you modern societies are likely to want to get back into the eugenics game. Virtually all Western countries have moved sharply in the direction of stronger protection of individual rights since World War II, and the right to autonomy in reproductive decisions ranks high among those rights. I mean, doesn't it just kind of smack of there's something disingenuous about it? You know, it's artful language, it's sophistry. The idea that states should legitimately worry about collective goods like the health of their national gene pools is no longer taken seriously, but rather associated with outdated racist and elitist attitudes. The kinder, gentler eugenics that is just over the horizon will then be a matter of individual choice on the part of parents and not something that a coercive state forces on its citizens. In the words of one commentator, the old eugenics would have required a continual selection for breeding of the fit and a culling of the unfit. The new eugenics would permit, in principle, the conversion of all the unfit to the highest genetic level. But there is this issue that persists, and I keep coming back to, you know, who decides? And again, it's all a controlled discussion. Aaron and Melissa Dykes remind us, you know, again, you know, you have books that have been written, many books have been written on this subject, and the obviously the book, you know, in view here, Joyce Nelson's The Perfect Machine, I think really, you know, is a great quote. It outlines the problem very precisely. These, you know, the mediated mass experience that can be evoked by appropriate triggers. The TV world becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. The TV world becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, that's it. You know, we talk about predictive programming, but this is the operative concept. The TV world becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. The mass mind takes shape. People start to emulate this behavior. Real Housewives of Orange County, of wherever. It's not real. And they're not housewives. No offense, ladies, but come on, let's be honest. Cult of personality. The TV world becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. The mass mind takes shape, its participants acting according to media-derived impulses and believing them to be their own personal volition arising out of their own desires and needs. There's no need for compulsory, involuntary sterilization anymore because we have TV, we have movies, we have the music, we have social media, of all of these cybernetic control mechanisms now to herd you through the little maze that the Rand Corporation has created for you in game theory fashion and bouncing around through variations of the iterative prisoner's dilemma, you shall arrive at the predetermined piece of cheese just on time. You see what I'm saying? So this kinder, gentler stuff about parents will choose. It would be a matter of individual choice on the part of parents. Not some coercive, right, it's just not as heavy-handed as it was, or shall we say it's every bit as heavy-handed, it's just not as overt. It's more cunning, more devious, more cleverly smithed. You know, much more cunning, much more intrigue. Hopefully that makes sense. To the phones, Glenn and Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, hello, Chris.
Glenn.
You were talking about the Internet of Things before and the internetizing of everything.
The thingitizing of everything and
yeah,
every person.
I live in walking distance of a McDonald's that was recently renovated from top to bottom, stem to stern. And I just darkened its door for the first time since that renovation. I actually was technically walking distance, but I never walked there. I just kind of occasionally maybe stopped there before coming home once in a while. And from the moment, it's fascinating, the emphasis on the screens and the electronics. From the moment you turn your car into the driveway, into the parking lot, the driveway, you're making decisions about how you want to communicate with them. You pull in. Now, if you want to, you can park and walk in, or you can get in a long line of cars of people who are too lazy to park and walk in and go to the drive-thru. If you do walk in, you'll find, also, before you go walk in, you'll see parking spaces labeled for, you know, drive-thru only for, like, the overflow to sit there and wait, or for, cell phone application pickup. You can order on your cell phone. It will walk it out to you. Or when you do go in, the counter area is renovated. It's no longer the counter with all the busy work happening right behind them. You can't. It's more. It looks now more like a hotel desk or a airport rental car desk or something area that you walk up to. That's all electronic. The signs are flashing electronic. If you don't want to stand at that line and talk to the person who's there in front of all the electronics, they have an electronic kiosk type thing, TV screen thing that you can enter directly on. If you don't want to use your cell phone, you can order at the kiosk and do it that way. Or you can stand there and talk to a human and maybe you kind of get a glimpse of the guns on back in the kitchen. But it is very different and it is very cyber.
And never mind the fact that before you walk in, if you do, you know, if you're not, you know, you're not one of the, I can't, you know, get out of my seat to order food. You know, you walk in hungry, but you're not hungry after a few minutes of radiation, headaches, dizziness, and alopecia.
Seriously,
I mean, you know, what are the health implications of, I mean, it's just, this is exactly what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah, I'm thinking about, well, the, it's geared to have you, you know, number one, I'm assuming when people set up this app thing that they can set up a method of payment. So when the car hop trots it up to you in the designated parking place, you're already paid for and the receipt's just stapled to the bag and off you go on your merry way.
Yeah.
You know, and if, I guess if you order on the kiosk, I guess maybe you can put a card in or something like that. And then if you're, I don't know. But I mean, I can easily see. I mean, I'm in my 50s and I'm not a Luddite, although I, you know, I've worked with computers and the internet and stuff like that. But I walked in and it is a bit, you know, like just I just described the whole experience. It seems to be you walk in and it's not so much about the burgers and the food as it is about how the modalities of communication that you're utilizing.
Yeah. And so how far from there to, I mean, I haven't seen the app, but, you know, how far from there to predictability through, you know, programming and, you know, the algorithms. Basically, in the morning you wake up, hey, Chris, you know, you've ordered an Egg McMuffin. You know, you usually order an Egg McMuffin. Do you want us to have it ready for you when you get here?
Yeah.
And then the drone flies it out and drops it through my sunroof and away I go. Maybe I don't even, I just have to slow down a little bit, you know. How convenient,
yeah,
you know, how cool.
You tend to stop at, you know, stop at McDonald's on alternate Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so people laugh about this. Again, you know, I would go back, read Howard Rheingold's Smart Mobs, and, you know, there's that story that he tells. I should dig it out and read it, but he tells that story before the internet was the internet. MIT grad student gives his peers cell phones on the condition that everything will be tracked, all of their activity, including you know, their location through geolocation. So all their calls, all of their, you know, whereabouts and everything. The phones are free, but everything is tracked. And so within a very short period of time, he is able to basically tell them, predict with greater accuracy than they can tell themselves, where they'll be weeks in advance, what they'll be doing, and with whom.
Well,
very short period of time.
The men's room in Costco on Friday.
Yeah. You know, that was swallowed up in Gmail, among other places, that technology, and that's old technology. So
I don't know, Chris, it sounds way too Calvinistic to me. Now, will it then have the ability to predestine us? but you know what? My pop-up badge, they come up on my browsers and stuff. They're not that prescient. If they're still advertising, trying to sell me things I just bought last week and don't need another, you know? If I bought an alarm clock battery powered by two AA batteries 2 weeks ago, I don't need another one this week because I already got my alarm clock, you know?
That's okay. Machine learning and the selfish ledger will fix that soon enough, and there will be a comfortable merger between, well, you know, the more intelligent manipulation of your habits and things with your being coerced to believe what the selfish ledger wants you to believe. This is what's popular, Glenn. Well, this is what everyone else is doing.
Right. And I'm standing here. Well, put it this way, Chris. I'm standing here in my Fatboy stretch jeans with my plaid shirt sleeve shirt and my suspenders on. I'm not exactly a slave of fashion.
right on.
And as I listen to you, I always think you talk about all this system and all these groups and trusts and you know, these, everybody's got their favorite whipping scapegoat group that's the source of all evil. I'm not saying you do that much, but I mean, if you know, tune around to various talk radio shows, these guys, it's the Club of Rome, it's the Jews, it's the, you know, it's the Paul, it's the other worshippers, it's all this. I always come back to thinking they have a name for this. It's called the world, the flesh, and the devil.
First John 5:19.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the world, baby. That's why, well, you know, you got to go vertical.
Yeah, absolutely.
I heard a guy on talk radio say the other day, his dad used to say to him, if you look at yourself, you'll be depressed. If you look at others, you'll be distressed. If you look up to God, you'll be impressed. And I thought that was cutesy, but it's true. You know, we got to go vertical if we wish to be encouraged.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
All right, but I guess that's all I have. Take care. I hear the
music. If you, there was that thing I mentioned, what was it, Tuesday, Wednesday, something? I think I meant to mention it Tuesday, and I did mention it yesterday. Someone in your area apparently wants to talk solutions with you, so. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, January 17th, 2019. I keep wanting to say Friday. For some reason, my brain wants to say Friday. It's Thursday. Final segment. Do we still have Glenn?
He said if somebody wants locally wants to talk solutions, I don't know, man, if it's a she and she's good looking. I know she's from an alphabet soup agency, you know?
I'm pretty sure not a she, and I have no idea what this person looks like.
No, I know. Yeah. That's fine. I can leave my phone number with a board op, or I can shoot you an email with contact. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Email. So, yeah, email might be.
I was thinking about solutions. Ultimately, actually, my solution is like ultimately comes back to just the preaching of the gospel, because, you know, getting people to know Jesus and connect with him. And that's our vertical option out. And it's not to say I don't, you know, take any responsibility for being, you know, any personal responsible within the culture. But I have time scheduling my daily, you know, I got a bathroom floor that desperately needs scrubbing, which is, you know, and it's getting enough sleep to drive safely, doing some work and everything. I'm pretty
well. I'd rather not take liberties with anything that anyone's trying to convey, and just put, you know, if you two are interested in doing that, put you two in touch with one another. Yeah. That way I'm not adulterating anything.
Right. I'll do that. You know, when you were talking about solutions, you know, I was thinking about the various phases in my life, and I was raised like, in the, you know, quasi-military stuff, Cub Scouts, Weblos, Boy Scouts, Air Force, Junior ROTC, ROTC, da-da-da. And I can remember, you know, looking back wistfully, you know, though I grew up at the tail end of the, you know, Vietnam era, you know, I remember looking back wistfully to the days of World War II, when everything was so morally clear, you know, there was moral clarity, the good guys were good guys, and the bad guys were bad. And then you learn, more you learn about it, you learn, hey, wait a minute, things weren't as clear as we're told, you know?
Or led to believe,
but
I think they were generally, you know, there was more clarity than there is now, from what I understand, and at least what I know of my own upbringing and the area geographically of it, it was I can say from my own experience it was more clear, and that of the experience of others, people like you said, it wasn't. Yeah.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Right.
Didn't need a welfare state. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great.
Yeah.
Those were the days. There was more, it was clearer. Things are certainly muddier than ever now. The waters are certainly muddy.
Yeah. Archie Bunker was a very pragmatic individual. In that not real world of television. But anyway, no, it was, you know, in my experience, it was a clearer time. You know, there are lots of stories, but we're out of time. So anyway, thanks, Glenn.
I'll look for your
contact information. Folks, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. We should be reading Lysander Spooner, James Otis, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, these guys. We should be investigating our own heritage. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the great products you have, I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.